And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hello, hi. Yeah, we're sitting out here by the hot tub enjoying this weather, and we're ready for a busy program today. We're going to talk wild and scenic to start with, and we're going to have some folks in from Yavapai College. And we're going to close things off with a special interview that Sanford Cohen did with Senate candidate Martha McSally. So, busy, busy. We'll be back with our first guest right after these words on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world in other great cities on KQNA.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's Bucks. Olson's Bucks? What in the world are Olson's Bucks? Well, every time you shop at any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale through November, you'll qualify to pick up some Olson's Bucks. Save them up, and you'll be able to bid on some really nice items at our auctions in early December, just in time for Christmas. Auctions will be held on Wednesday, December 5th for the Prescott area, and December 6th in Clarkdale and Flagstaff. See your favorite Olson's store for details. Switching gears, I've often said that great music touches the soul, and the Yavapai Symphony Association has been doing that for area residents for the past 53 years. On Sunday, November 4th at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, their program will inspire us once again. Tickets can be purchased by calling the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255. When you call, say the secret word, Elgar, and a $10 discount will be given on regular price tickets. Go to yavapaisymphony.org for more info.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Friend of those who want no friend, live and in person. And we are ready to talk with Deb Pastor and Michael Bird. They were on DJ's show not too long ago, and I was kind of intrigued by this program they got coming up. It's called Wild and Scenic. It's a film festival. Michael Bird, the executive director, will say hi.
Howdy.
What's going on?
Well, we're pretty excited. We've partnered up Prescott Creek's Friends of the Verde River and the Citizens Water Advocacy Group to present this film festival in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act.
And that's us. And with you is Deb Pastor.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for being with us again. Tell us about this film festival and this whole adventure that we have coming up, next week in Prescott?
Thursday, October 25th. It will be at the Elks. There are two different screenings, one at 3:30, one at 6:30. 13 shorts total, different programs, different shorts in each program. Oh. So if you want to go to a double feature, one after the other, that would be for you. And then on Saturday, October 27th in Camp Verde at the Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
That's nice.
Same programs, 3:30 and 6:30 showings.
Cliff Castle on the creek.
Indeed.
It is. Somebody jump in here. Who decided, who created all this? Whose idea was this? Yours, Mike?
Well,
Michael?
No, I would love to take credit for it, but there's a group out of California called the South Yuba River Citizens League, and their acronym is CIRCLE. They put this together about 15 years ago as a way to educate folks about what's going on with their river, what's going on with rivers around the world. And the idea is that folks get inspired about all the exciting things that rivers provide in our lives. Today, we're not as connected to the river as we were, say, 100, 150 years ago, but they are really the defining characteristic.
Yeah, the Mississippi River is the dividing line.
It is indeed.
And was the conduit for all the commerce for 100 years, practically, in the United States. I lived a year up in Red Bluff, California, on the Sacramento River.
Okay.
And, you know, if we don't, some people who live around here probably don't realize what it's like to be on a river, how beautiful that is and exciting that is.
Yeah, Granite Creek and the Verde River are our two local rivers. That's all part of the Verde River watershed. And wherever you stand on this land, you stand within a watershed. And so I think one of our things that we've been trying to do is help folks understand that we're all in this watershed. You know, even here in Prescott and down in the Verde Valley, it's the same ecological system.
And after all this rain, I mean, it's pretty obvious where, you know, this is so beautiful. And Deb, what is the proceed going to go to?
It will go...
We are charging admission, right?
Correct.
All right.
It's a benefit for the three groups that have partnered to put this on, which is Friends of the Verde River, Prescott Creeks, and Citizens Water Advocacy Group. And we'll put that money towards our missions, which is protecting the Verde.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the different programs, the different screenings, the different films. Are they? You said they're shorts?
The best shorts from all over. CIRCLE has their own film festival, and then they...
So that's not just on Yavapai County or Arizona?
No, this is... what they do is they have a film festival, and they create a menu for cities around the country to put on a day of movies. And so we pretty much chose ones that have to do with Arizona and Arizona waters situations.
What is it? Is there awards given for these?
They do get awards. And one of the films will be showing, A Letter to Congress, won the best of the best short. And that's going to be closing both programs.
Outstanding. Mike?
I was going to say the main film festival, the main Wild and Scenic Film Festival that CIRCLE puts on, happens in January each year. And so they pretty much take over the little town of Nevada City in California for about 3 or 4 days, and they're showing movies all day long every day for each one of those. And so there are a lot of dinners and celebrations, and at the culmination of that, they have all those awards.
What brought you to all this?
Well, I think that one of the things they've done to kind of help support their work on their river is they package up these films so that groups like ours, Prescott Creek's Friends of the Verde and Citizens Water Advocacy Group, can kind of, we can pick our 13 films and put those on in our community and try and get people excited about the Verde River.
I want to tell people about how they can get more information if you're lucky enough to have an internet connection. I understand a lot of people have that now.
They do. So you can, folks can go to verderiver.org/wild-scenic to get tickets and gather information. If you go to that website, there's a listing of all the different films. It's got a description and there are pictures. There are also links where you can go and take a look at some of the trailers and kind of whet your appetite for coming out to our film festival and seeing the films. And then, you, of course, you can click through, and we hope folks will click
and
through.
And this will be on the KQ&A Facebook page. We'll make sure that,
that
everybody has that available.
Appreciate that.
Also, if you go to the Elks website, you can click to the event itself, and it'll take you to a place where you can buy tickets.
Now, before we wrap it up, I am going to remind everybody that this will be at the Elks Theater in Prescott next Thursday. And I'm not sure what time it starts, but I think
3:30.
Around
3:30 is the first screening, and 6:30 is the second screening.
And for our friends in the Verde Valley,
Saturday the 27th, again, 3:30 and 6:30 at Cliff Castle Hotel. Tickets are in advance, 15 per screening, 25 for double feature. At the door, it'll be 18 per screening and $30 for the double feature.
And all the proceeds go to?
The three organizations, Prescott Creeks, Friends of the Verde River, and Citizens Water Advocacy Group.
And you have a lot of people who, big businesses that are supporting this, too.
We do. The sponsors for this event are the Nature Conservancy, Arizona Public Service, and the Walton Family Foundation. So we really appreciate their support, and this wouldn't be happening without that support.
These are people that believe what you believe, and that is that we got to take care of our creeks and rivers.
They have all been very supportive of all of our organizations over the years.
Yeah, and it's interesting because there's so much going on in the United States now about runoff ruining some of our creeks and rivers. So fortunately, I don't think it's as prevalent here in Yavapai County as it is in some other places.
Well, we've definitely got surface water quality issues. All of the streams.
I'm talking about like pesticides and that type of thing that are from farming, that type of thing, they get run off.
Correct. We don't have those types of issues, but we do have bacteria issues in our local waterways.
Really? Okay.
So each one of our waterways, Granite Creek in particular, Watson Lake, they are listed as what's called impaired, and that's kind of a fancy way to say polluted. So collectively, our organizations are working on those issues as well and making some headway. It's baby steps sometimes.
Well, but, I enjoyed when you're on the show with DJ, I enjoyed listening to all this because it's like a bubbling under type of activity in our community, but so important to our lives.
It is, yeah. We think that, you know, as I said before, wherever you stand in a watershed, and all the water running off the land heads to a common water body. Here in the Prescott area, that's Granite Creek, and Granite Creek heads downstream to the Verde River. And that is, you know, our largest, one of our last free-flowing rivers in this state that actually has, you know, the distinction of providing most or a very large portion of the water supply for the Phoenix area. I want to say it's about 40%. I'd need to double-check that. But it's a very important river in a lot of different ways. Ecologically, it's got many threatened and endangered species that a variety of groups are working together to try to protect those, make sure that they don't go away. It supplies a lot of water for communities along its watershed, and then, you know, its terminus down in Phoenix. It's a very important river, too.
And Deb?
I'd like to say that Citizens Water Advocacy Group has a monthly meeting at Granite Peak Unitarian every Saturday, once a month on Saturdays, the second Saturday of the month. And we have talks about
Where's Granite Peak?
Behind the Ace Hardware.
Okay.
And there'll be a subject that pertains to our area, the water, every month. So if you go to Citizens Water Advocacy Group, you'll see what the next topic is for our monthly meetings. And if you want to educate yourself about water in our area, it's the best place for hardcore science and information.
Very good. Any final thoughts before I say?
Thanks, Chuck.
If you want more information, You can get the information on the internet by going to
verderiver.org/wild-scenic.
How about that? Enjoyed you guys being here. Hope we have you back again sometime soon.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
Enjoy.
Right on, Chuck.
We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable right after these words on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and around the world, KQ&A.com.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Opioid addiction has shattered too many lives and broken the hearts of too many families. It's time for toughness and resolve. Martha McSally has what it takes.
In Congress, I've led the fight to secure the border. We need to crack down on drug cartels and stop the flow of heroin and fentanyl across our border and into our neighborhoods. As your senator, I'll be a warrior against the cartels and the opioid epidemic.
Law enforcement officials on the front lines of the border crisis know they can count on Martha McSally. Here's Art Del Cueto, Vice President of the National Border Patrol Council.
We need leaders who will help us fix the border crisis. Kyrsten Sinema opposed funding to help law enforcement fight the drug cartels, and she supported dangerous sanctuary city policies. Kyrsten Sinema is weak on border security. The National Border Patrol Council is proud to endorse Martha McSally for Senate.
I'm Martha McSally, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate, Inc.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When Doug Ducey ran for governor, he promised to serve all Arizonans. Doug has kept that promise, serving our rural communities. Water is a fundamental resource and essential to Arizona's economy. Arizona has always been a national leader in water management. Today, Governor Ducey is working to secure our water rights for future generations. Ducey understands Arizona must speak with one voice when it comes to this vital resource. He's promoting responsible conservation and groundwater management while protecting consumers. To keep our borders secure and our families safe, Ducey deployed the National Guard to our southern border and created the Border Strike Force to crack down on human trafficking and stop the flow of drugs and weapons. And Ducey is safeguarding our gun rights, ensuring responsible gun owners have their Second Amendment rights protected. A governor for all of Arizona, Doug Ducey, securing Arizona's future. Paid for by Ducey for Governor. Authorized by Ducey for Governor.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
So, hello again, and welcome back to the Thursday roundtable. Deb McCaslin is with us. Wayne met us with us, and Wayne will just say hello to your wife. She's in charge, really.
That's true, Chuck.
Okay. Deb, we're going to talk about the Yavapai College Board. Is it the Board of Trustees? Is that
Board of Governors?
Board of Governors. And you're on the board. You've been on the board for a little while.
Been on 4 years. I have four more years to go.
Did you? And you worked there.
For many years, over 34 years, I worked there.
And what's before we talk to Wayne about his candidacy?
Yes.
I want to talk to you about what is it? What is the history of Yavapai College? Why is it where it is, and how is it functioning financially?
Oh, financially. Well, my concern is that our student numbers continue to drop, while our budget continues to go up.
Wow.
Yes.
That's not...
So we're spending...
Why is there a drop in student activity?
Well, they used to say it was such a good economy under Obama that students didn't go back to school. They had jobs. And now they can say, yes, it's a very good economy under Trump. But so many people are coming back and retraining and using the community colleges. So I think we just need to focus on getting students in and educating our Yavapai County students and spending our money wisely.
You know, for several years I worked at Embry-Riddle, and that's an expensive place to go to school. And we talked to a lot of people who were looking to come in, and we suggested they go to their community college and get the core courses taken care of so that when you transfer in, you know, you can get into the area of your major studies, whatever that might be. And to do that, you have to get the school that you take the basic courses in has to be accredited. I presume all of your basic classes are accredited, so if someone wants to transfer to NAU, ASU, U of A, or anywhere else, they can get a good head start and still live at home.
Yes, and many of our students do dual enrollment while they're in high school.
Really?
And a few kids will actually graduate from Yavapai College, and the next week they're high school. I love that program because it really serves our taxpayers well. We know that our dollars are going to educate our Yavapai County students and give them the break and the advantage that they can get by going to a community college.
One of the things that, of course, we always whirl around about talking, getting a college degree and all that, but one of the things that I've seen Yavapai do is a lot of classes in... Well, two areas. One is like just learning stuff, classes, and the other is
general ed.
And the other is in learning a trade, auto mechanic, that type of thing. Tell me a little bit about all that.
Well, we have a great career in technical education. We have a center in Chino Valley, and it's amazing with all the different courses they can take, and they're up to the minute type things with our training and then computer training, and well, we have a working with the diesel program with the mine in Baghdad, it's a great program. They've developed some construction programs again. We used to build a house a year, and now we're not building a house, but we're training people in the construction trades. So, I mean, there's mechanics, there's special machines that cut the metal, and I mean, I don't know what it all
is. Yeah, it's over our heads, that's for sure.
Yes.
That's why you go to school to learn all that stuff.
And what I hope to see is more of that expanded in the Verde Valley. There are a lot of educational needs over there that we haven't met yet. We're doing a great job for our students in Prescott Valley, Chino. You know, we have our agricultural programs there. And
Are you talking about wine growing?
The wine growing's over in Clarkdale.
Yeah.
And it's an outstanding program.
I guess you don't grow wine, you grow grapes.
Well, you grow the grapes, and then you make it into wine.
Yeah.
But
that's a big program.
We have some outstanding faculty and staff that make the college the great place it is.
And then another thing that over the years I've seen is classes for seniors who just, you know, want to...
Right. Our OLLIE courses, our OSHER learning programs, they pay a fee. They're self-sufficient. We have a grant that helps pay for different administrative costs. So, yes, it's really big, especially over in Sedona and then here in Prescott.
And all of this it didn't start that way, did it?
No, we had some different senior programs.
When a college first opened up, when was a college originally?
The first classes were in 1969, the fall of 69.
And I guess it was just a, they used to call them junior college back in those days.
Yes. And actually it was fall of 68. I started a class in the fall of 1970.
Really?
Took a math class. And it was all over the place. We were at Whipple. We were on the campus. But it was a night course. You had to take your own flashlight and walk across the planks because it wasn't finished yet. And they didn't have the lighting out. But I graduated from Yavapai College and then went to NAU. You got my bachelor's and master's and came back and got the job I wanted at Yavapai College.
Yeah, back home.
So, yes. So I had one employer in my career.
And I guess that makes you, as a member of the Board of Governors, you kind of you have the history to kind of see where you've been and where you want to go.
Correct. And I worked with every president of the college, from John Barnes on, in different capacities, student, employee, alum. Now as a board member. So I do have the history. I do know what has happened and what was good, what was bad. And I'm looking forward to us bringing in a new president and continuing.
Is that search still going on?
It's just they're taking applications through October 26th. Then the selection committee will review them on November 6th, and they plan to invite 3 to 4 candidates for on-campus interviews mm-hmm. with the public on December 4th. That'll be both in Prescott and the Verde Valley. And then on the 5th, the board will meet with them. But it's kind of a flux state now because we have two board members that we may have new people.
And right. You've got Verde Valley.
Yes,
and
Verde
Valley.
And
Wayne, of course, we'll talk to Wayne
here. Prescott. So I'm hoping that Paul and Wayne will be successful and we'll get some people that are actually, the other people in the office right now have been appointed because there's hardly ever been a challenge or an election for the board members.
All right, I'm going to ask you a tough question now.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
When are you going to bring back basketball?
I had said interesting thing with sports, so I know a lot of people would love to see it back. I enjoyed it when it was there. It's going to be a decision, you know.
I mean,
we have
had national success
yes.
in soccer and in baseball. Mm-hmm. And basketball was always fun. I don't know if we ever really got into the national recognition, mm-hmm. but we had some pretty good teams.
Especially when we had, what was his name, Brooks, somebody, he was the coach. Boy, he brought in some really outstanding ball players.
One of the things that I guess I need to ask you before I take the break is how many students come in from out of state? Approximately, percentage-wise, perhaps.
On the athletic teams...
It's a lot, huh?
A whole lot. There's maybe one student per team of the four teams that comes from Yavapai County.
And that's to be expected because of the impetus and the inertia that we have and the success that we've had, that people want to come here.
No, they get recruited and they get their,
yeah.
they get great scholarships.
Well, I mean, when I say they want to come here because someone recruits them, and yeah, I want to be there.
Well, they get great scholarships.
And
about $800,000 of the budget goes to athletic scholarships.
How much?
$800,000.
Wow. And that includes some women's sports, I take it.
Yeah, it's men's and women's. It's all the sports, but that's a lot of money that goes to athletic scholarships.
And, as far as I can tell, it's probably worth it.
I don't know.
No, no, no. That's another topic. Huh?
Yes, that's another topic.
All right.
We just need to focus on educating our Yavapai County students first.
Okay. Deb, thank you very much. We're going to take a timeout, and we're going to turn the microphone over to Wayne and talk about his candidacy for the Board of Directors, right? Board of Governors.
Board of Governors.
All right. We're going to take a break on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, around the world on KQ&A.com.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit YRMC.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Voters in the Humboldt Unified School District can learn about a bond measure that will be on the November 6th general election ballot.
District officials say the state hasn't provided adequate funding to keep facilities up to standards for the past 10 years. As a result, the district is asking for voter approval of a $15 million bond to help fund school safety and security, transportation, technology improvements, and classroom repairs and renovations. An informational meeting on the bond measure is scheduled for 5:30 tonight at Glassford Hill Middle School. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Maricopa County Sheriff's Office rescue crews are working to pull a man out of a mine shaft near Aguila.
MCSO says the man plunged 100 feet down the mine shaft Monday, but it wasn't until Wednesday that a Good Samaritan discovered him and called for help. State Mine Inspector Joe Hart says this shaft is fenced with a warning sign.
You never know until somebody gets out there and goes just a little too far.
Hart frustrated that there are too many open shafts to keep track of and not enough resources to fill them up. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
Sunny and mild today and Friday, clear and cold at night in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, chilling after bedtime to near 40, warming to about 68 tomorrow and Saturday, 66 Sunday, with a 40% chance for Saturday-Sunday showers. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling to 45 late tonight, sunny highs tomorrow near 75, a 30 to 40% chance of weekend showers with Saturday and Sunday highs near 78 and 75. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
When it comes to crime, Kyrsten Sinema puts us all at risk. Listen to real Arizonans speak out.
I spent 18 years in law enforcement on the streets, risking my life. Kyrsten Sinema opposed the bill to increase penalties for violently assaulting law enforcement officers. That put everyone in danger.
Kyrsten Sinema doesn't support our police.
Sinema put our police at risk, and it's a disturbing pattern. Sinema put her radical agenda before our safety over and over again.
She was against tougher penalties for gang members involved in drive-by shootings, too. Sinema even supports sanctuary cities that handcuff our police and don't let them enforce the law. Her views aren't just radical, they're dangerous.
Reject Kyrsten Sinema. Her radical agenda puts us all at risk. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane. the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Back with Wayne Meadow, who's running for the Board of Governors, Yavapai Community College. Hi.
How you doing, Chuck?
That's, well, he's right on top of it, too. Now, I have to say that Wayne went to University of Michigan or Michigan State?
I went to, I did one session at University of Michigan, yeah. And then my parents decided that it would be better to buy me a used Corvette and have me go to Wayne State because tuition was
a little bit better as far as it cost. In fact, this was what we were talking about earlier about getting your some of your undergraduate stuff taken care of at a less expensive rate. Now, also in your background, you were a Secret Service agent.
That's right, Chuck. 21 years with the service, 10 spent in protection, a little over 10 spent in investigations.
I saw a picture you brought in here. There's tell me some of the guys that are in that picture with you.
Well,
I guess you're in the picture with them.
I'm in the picture with them. There's my protectee, Ronald Reagan, and behind us is George H. Bush. Mr. Reagan had just received the Republican nomination in 1980 in Detroit, and I was in charge of all his personal security for that endeavor.
I have, it seems to me that all presidents have like a nickname up within the Secret Service.
Rawhide.
He was Rawhide?
He was Rawhide.
Who decides that? I mean, that's great. I just wondered.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like done by a committee ahead of time, but yeah.
What's their nickname for a current president?
Well, since I'm not on the job, I can't tell you.
Okay, tweeter. I don't know.
Tweeter? Oh, yeah.
Could be. So anyhow, you had a career with the Secret Service, and you and your child bride here ended up in Prescott, Arizona. What made you select Prescott, Arizona?
Well, we did.
I mean, you've been all over the world.
I have. I have made it to 26 foreign countries, but my wife was born in Tucson, raised in Phoenix, and when I got set to pull the plug, she said, Arizona is where we're going. We'll just have to find out where we want to go.
And here you are.
And here we are.
Now, of course, we have to get back to the reason that you're on the show today is you're running for the Board of Governors. I don't know. Do they have districts or how do you?
Yes,
you know?
I'm in District 1.
Okay.
Yeah, which is basically Prescott and then goes down to the People's Valley and then goes out the other way out.
Oh, we have five districts.
Baghdad, Skull Valley. It's the same distribution as our Board of Supervisors.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It's easier for us to kind of visualize that. Okay. So why are you running for the Board of Governors?
Back in 17, first after I came here, I volunteered for a while at the college. And then when Bev and I redid our trust, we became legacy donors to the college. I thought it was really a great institution. Back in 2017, I read an article by an independent rating agency called WalletHub, and they rated 728 two-year colleges nationwide. Yavapai came in at 365.
Boom. That's not bad at all.
Well, it's not 50%.
So what's next for them?
Oh, that's my question. That's why I want to put them back in the top 10% of that 700.
Well, how can you, as a member of the Board of Governors, what is it that you could do and suggest to the rest of the board members to make this happen?
Well, over the years, the current board, not necessarily Deb, but have voted for constant tuition increases. WalletHub, in fact, put Prescott. Or excuse me, Yavapai College at the second most expensive two-year school in Arizona. And there were numerous others that fell way below. And that's, when I went to Wayne State, that was like going from, in those days, from $2,000 a quarter for University of Michigan to $400 a quarter. And, you get more people who can stand the freight, who want to go.
I think Deb was talking about $800,000 in scholarship money. So are you suggesting we reduce that?
No, no, that was just for the athletes.
Well, okay.
There's student loans they can get or grants.
Well, let me talk about student-athlete scholarships. How do you feel about, is that about fair, do you think?
You know, Chuck, I read the paper, and I see there's a lot of student-athletes, you know, going to Prescott High School and
then leaving. Areas,
and then leaving, mm-hmm. you know. And basically, now, you know, back in the day, I played some baseball, but not good enough to play on a college team. But I think that, you know, we could do better than just one token on each one of the teams from here, the local area. So naturally that had cut down on the scholarships a little bit, but it wouldn't devastate it by any means.
And speaking of scholarship money, is that a well that is going dry, or is that always out in debt?
They're used to, this is called the Merit Scholarship Fund. So they can give the student scholarships for athletes a merit-based scholarship. When the state cut the college funding, community college funding, by about half, they took a lot of money out of the scholarships. They kept the same amount for merit scholarships, but they dropped the academic merit scholarships. So currently we really don't go to the high schools in Yavapai County and say, here, based on your merit at your high school, here's a scholarship to go to Yavapai College.
Well, my daughter graduated from Prescott High School, and she did get a small scholarship to go mm-hmm. to Yavapai College. It wasn't big, but it was nice.
Right. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
They have to show up there, and then we help them with the honors program. But we used to go to the high schools and award Yavapai College Governor's Board scholarships.
Wayne, if you're on the board, what are some of the things that you want to say a year from now? Here's some of the things that I helped accomplish.
Well, one of the things I'd like to say is that I lowered tuition from its current rate. Also that, you know, I'm not a big tax fan, Chuck, and the board has raised your property taxes 5 times in the last 9 years. And, you know, I'm an old investigator, and I have to know the who, what, where, when, and why before I vote for anything. I just don't, you know, if the administration says, oh, yeah, we all want you to pass this, it has to pass the acid test. I have to know what I'm really voting for. So I'm not going to be a rubber stamp, in other words. It's going to be, I'm going to do, as they say, a little investigation.
There's Deb may have to help me on this, but there's a small campus in Prescott Valley on Glazard Hill Road. Mm-hmm. I've heard rumors that that's going to be expanded.
It has been expanded, and we did it a couple years ago for the Allied Health Programs, and we built the first floor and opened that up last fall. Now they're working on the second story of that building, and that is being expanded. I'm not sure of all what's going to be there, but I know our small business development and REDC, the Regional Economic Development Officers, will be there, and possibly some...
And is there going to be some physical outbuilding out onto the highway? I understand you own the property up there.
We own a good amount of property there. There could be more. Depends on what comes up for the board.
Now, Wayne, one of the things that I know is kind of a real feather in the cap for the college is a nursing program.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel that's adequate?
Well, I was just at a meeting 3 or 4 weeks ago when they had some young ladies who were still in high school, and they were involved in the
JTED program.
Yeah, the JTED program, and they were going to accumulate credit hours, accumulate experience, and they could. When they completed the program, they could go right to a major university.
And the point being is, not only that, but they've got a lifetime career.
That's true.
Right. Yeah, the Yavapai College and the Mountain Institute used to be JTED, now it's JTech. Anyway, it's,
yeah,
it's
acronyms are not.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a technical program that the students will be involved in high school, and their offices are located right at Yavapai College at our CTEC building in Prescott Valley. So I mean, excuse me, at the airport. So we have really close ties here, and we're developing more in the Verde Valley with the Valley Academy, but their VACT program. So these partnerships are great, and they do the most to help our Yavapai County high school kids.
All right. Wayne, we have a minute left for you to say, Chuck, here's why I want you to vote for me.
Chuck, here's why I want you to vote for me. Not only will I not raise your property taxes, but I'm going to work to get a lot of transparency on the board that I feel isn't there at the current time. And, you know, just take a really good look at what's going on and how we can improve the college.
His name is Wayne Medoff, and if you live in the Prescott area in District 1, you'll see his name on the ballot. Continued success, and thank you for your service to our country.
Oh, thank you very much.
Wayne Medoff, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a time out. Be back with Sanford Cohen's interview with Martha McSally right after these words.
And so joining me now on Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, we'd like to welcome back Congresswoman Martha McSally, having just completed a successful run in the Republican primary here in Arizona, now getting ready for the general election. And Congresswoman McSally, welcome back to KQ&A.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
So first things first, the replacement for the late Senator John McCain, someone whom you're very familiar with, Senator John Kyle. Talk a little bit about your experience with John Kyle.
Well, I think Senator John Kyle was an incredible pick. I'm so grateful he's willing to step up and serve our state and our country again after 18 years in the Senate. I worked for Senator Kyle when I was a major in the Air Force. I competed and was selected for this legislative fellowship. I could have worked for any of the 535 members of Congress or the Senate, and I was selected by him, and I picked him, and I got to be on his national security team for a year while on active duty, and I just, he's been a mentor, he's been an inspiration to me, in a lot of ways I jokingly say I blame him for me stepping up to serve and run for the House myself, because he was such a good example of a conservative fighter and leader who was highly respected as a workhorse, and really made a difference for our state and our country. So, outstanding pick. Again, he has certainly spent his years of service, and the fact that he was willing to step up and serve again at this very crucial time for us just shows the character of the man and the commitment that he has to our country. So he's been serving as a mentor for me in my Senate campaign, and I look forward to serving with him when I get over there in the Senate.
The general election, now that you're facing your opponent on the Democrat side, is Kyrsten Sinema. And there have been a lot of advertising regarding Representative Sinema's affiliation with protest movements and, you know, your, you know, career military person. That would tend to make the two of you kind of diametrically opposed to each other, and that kind of makes clear choice depending upon what your, you know, where your priorities are.
Yeah. Yes, no, absolutely. Look, there is a very clear contrast here. I served 26 years in uniform, put my life on the line for our country, deployed 6 times to the Middle East and Afghanistan, commanded men and women in combat, flew the A-10 Warthog. I have 325 combat hours. I have been serving our country and sacrificing in uniform and support our troops and our military. She, on the other hand, while we were deployed, was protesting our troops many times, not just once. But the one image you see is in a pink tutu. She's been associated as a leader and a radical left activist, anti-military, anti-veteran, massive cuts to our military. She advocated to shut down Luke Air Force Base. The Phoenix VA, since she's been in Congress, was in her district, and she was asleep at the switch while our veterans were dying, and a scandal was broken by the military. And she is extremely left and out of touch with our state, which is very patriotic, very pro-military, very pro-veteran. But she's trying to fool people because she knows it's a weakness, and she's a career politician. But the contrast is clear. You want a protester or you want a patriot? Do you want someone in a pink tutu protesting our troops, or do you want someone in a flight suit defending our freedoms? Not that I'll be wearing a flight suit in Congress, but you know, I mean, in the Senate, but you understand the point. It's a strong contrast, and I know this state cares about our military, and that's why we're engaging and making sure people know what the real record is, as opposed to what she's trying to cover up.
The one thing that I noted about Representative Sinema's primary campaign is that in her advertising, she never identified herself as a Democrat, either in anything she said on camera or any of, you know, the fine print or the captions or things like that.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you think there's a reason to be worried about one being tabbed as a Democrat, if the brand has somehow been damaged in the minds of the voters.
Well, it sure is. Look, they're electing overt socialists. Sinema herself called herself a proud Prada socialist. She ran Ralph Nader's Green Party campaign, was a Green Party activist. She believes in this stuff, and her party, which wants government takeover of health care and open borders, abolish ICE, these dangerous policies are what her party is associated with. And she knows that that's out of step with Arizona. I call her Hollywood Sinema. Sinema with a C, you know, Sinema with an S is how she spells her name, because it's a production. It's a extreme makeover, because she's ambitious and a career politician. She's trying to fool people that she needs their energy right now at the polls, but she's not associating herself, or she's trying not to, her past or her party, and their extreme nature right now, and the things that are out of step and dangerous for Arizona. So I hope in the next 61 days, people start voting in about 33 days, people will wake up. They will take a look at her record. They will take a look at, her leadership as a radical left activist, her anti-military stances. And even since she's been in Congress, she has, when it really matters, she's voted with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, every time it really matters, against cutting your taxes or rolling back regulations or securing the border. She voted to cut ICE. Like, she is lined up with them in her heart, and she will vote with them every time it matters in the Senate, and we need people to wake up and see the truth.
I think what's really incredible, Congresswoman McSally, is that people can't, or at least they're willing to refute the evidence that's right in front of them. I mean, look at all the great economic numbers that are going on, and those things are happening right here in Arizona. Why wouldn't people want to continue policies that are spurring such notable growth in our economy?
Well, and that's exactly it. Look, working with President Trump, we now have our economy in afterburner. We've got, you know, economic growth happening. Wages are going up. Job opportunities are there. Small businesses are growing, hiring more people, buying more equipment. We're seeing an optimism like we haven't seen before, even in, you know, young people unemployment or African-American, Hispanic, women, veteran. All of these numbers are giving people more opportunity because conservative policies work. And the person who wants to be your next senator on the other side of the aisle voted against tax cuts, voted against rolling back regulations. And if they're put in charge, they're going to turn this around. And I think most people who are working hard to provide for their families, they, when they do go to the ballot box, they're going to think about, hey, do I feel more optimistic? Am I better off than I was a couple years ago? Is this the direction I want to keep going in? And we hope that that answer is yes, because it's these policies that we've put into action now that I voted for, that my opponent voted against, working with President Trump, I voted for in order to make these things happen. And that's what matters in people's lives, and it's providing more opportunities for everybody.
Well, on the international front, Arizona is forming some strategic alliances with the state of Israel through the Arizona-Israel Technology Alliance. Prescott was recently named as the U.S. headquarters for a new electronic airplane called Eviation. It would seem to me that one of the most blatant divisions between Democrats and Republicans is that Republicans are proving to be pro-Israel, and the Democrats seem to be staunchly anti-Israel.
Absolutely. Look, I'm a strong supporter of Israel. I've deployed to the Middle East and Afghanistan 6 times. I've been over to Israel twice, once before I was in Congress, once in Congress. I strongly support us, the President Trump moving our embassy to Jerusalem, strongly supported moving out of the crappy Iranian deal that the Obama administration negotiated. And this is a stark contrast with the Democrats and Republicans, and also with my opponent. Again, she's tried to reinvent herself, but she was an activist, like organizing and creating groups against us working with Israel to support their military and their ability to defend themselves, against the way they carry themselves in order to make sure they keep their people safe. This is where she comes from, and this contrast is really clear. This partnership is very strategic for us. We do have a very strong, not just in the business community and cooperating with them and the innovations that they have, but also within the Jewish community and the pro-Israel community, the evangelical community. People care about Israel as the only and strong democracy in the Middle East and a very strong partner of ours. And I've been staunchly advocating to continue to support them and and partner with them, and my opponent has a very weak and dangerous record on this.
Well, it would seem to me, Congresswoman McSally, that a lot of pundits are referring to Arizona and for your race in particular as a ground zero in terms of how the Republicans are going to do in the election. Do you see your election as really being that much of a bellwether, or is this something that you think is more hype, or how important really is it, you think, to make sure that voters turn out in the general election in November?
Well, this election is extremely important, and I am the firewall to make sure that Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are not in charge in the Senate. Now, structurally, we have the opportunity to pick up some seats with Republicans to actually gain in our majority, but if there is any chance for them to flip the majority, it goes through Nevada and Arizona. We are a 51-49 majority right now, and that's why I am the last woman standing between the dangerous policies of the other side. And so we've already seen $3 million of attack ads come in against me in the primary, trying to take me out in the primary because the Democrats, from the Democrat side, because they knew that this was such an important race. And so we've got to fight back. The enthusiasm and the anger and the fear is certainly on the left. We need Republicans to wake up, get engaged, get involved in these campaigns, you know, support, volunteer, donate, host something, get people to the polls, because there's so much at stake for our future. These Senate hearings we're seeing on Brett Kavanaugh hopefully remind people also that the Senate doesn't just do legislation. We confirm judges. Supreme Court judges, appellate court judges, and these people will be making decisions impacting our freedoms and our way of life for 40 years in the future, long after President Trump is done with his second term and I'm no longer in the Senate. These are generational impacts, and we've got to make sure that we hold and grow the Senate majority because so much is at stake. So Arizona is ground zero. We've got to get energized, make sure Republicans vote. We got to win over enough independents. But don't be fooled by, the reinvented cinema on the left. She is out of touch with Arizona values, and we need people to wake up to the stakes here.
So how many waking hours are you putting into this campaign right now? Because I would imagine it's an all-out sprint to the finish right now.
It is. We have 61 days till Election Day. People are voting by mail in 33 days. Early voting starts. I'm giving it everything I got. I'm in D.C. right now. I do have a day job, but I am back and forth to Arizona. As soon as we're done here, I get back to the state, and I can't do it by myself is really the main issue. I'm tirelessly getting out around the state, making sure that our message is getting out, engaging with voters, trying to build our enthusiasm. But we need volunteers and supporters. You never fly in combat by yourself. This is a consequential election. About 2 million people are going to vote. So we do need your support. If you want to help, get to McSally4Senate.com. And please sign up to help us out, donate, volunteer, whatever it is, because I can't, in all the waking hours, I look at it like, hey, this is just a short deployment right now, right? I can give it all for 61 days, but I can't do it all by myself. I need a strong team to make us ensure that we prevail.
Congresswoman Martha McSally, we appreciate you joining us here on Talk of the Town, and we will look forward to speaking with you again soon from the campaign trail.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
And thanks for the good wishes on the puppy, too.
Oh, thanks, Sanford. Yeah, I definitely. Diva will my prayers, for sure.
Thanks a lot. All right, Congresswoman Martha McSally joining us here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at KQ&A.com. We'll be back with more here on Talk of the Town for your Thursday right after this.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody. This is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small fixed smile and those never-closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Gogek, candidate for state representative. Arizona has enough money for great public schools, but our legislature lets political cronies use charter schools as giant piggy banks. They wrote a law that lets charter owners buy buildings with our tax dollars and then pocket the money when they sell. That's how one charter CEO paid himself $8.8 million. I'm Ed Gogek, and I approve this ad. Elect me, and your tax dollars will go to educating children, not to political cronies. Paid for by Ed Gogek for state representative.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Celebrate a Renaissance Halloween at Cliff Castle Casino. Join in the fun Saturday, October 27th. The area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes for best overall, best group, and best theme costumes. Win up to $500 Castle Cash each hour during Cash Coffin Hot Seats from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. And Curious George returns to the Dragonfly for a night of great music and fun. Don't miss a Renaissance Halloween at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.